6. The persistence of true values. Adjusters never fail. Nothing worth surviving is ever lost. Every meaningful value in every will creature is certain of survival, irrespective of the survival or non-survival of the meaning-discovering or evaluating personality. And so it is, a mortal creature may reject survival, still the life experience is not wasted. The eternal adjuster carries the worthwhile features of such an apparent life of failure over into some other world, and there bestows these surviving meanings and values upon some higher type of mortal mind, one of survival capacity. No worthwhile experience ever happens in vain. No true meaning or real value ever perishes. As related to fusion candidates, if a mystery monitor is deserted by the mortal associate, if the human partner declines to pursue the ascending career, when released by natural death or prior thereto, the adjuster carries away everything of survival value which has evolved in the mind of that non-surviving creature. If an adjuster should repeatedly fail to attain fusion personality because of the non-survival of successive human subjects, and if this monitor should subsequently be personalized, all the acquired experience of having indwelt and mastered all these mortal minds would become the actual possession of such a newly personalized adjuster, an endowment to be enjoyed and utilized throughout all future ages. A personalized adjuster of this order is a composite assembly of all the survival traits of all his former creature hosts. When adjusters of long universe experience volunteer to indwell divine sons on bestowal missions, they full well know that personality attainment can never be achieved through this service. But often does the Father of Spirits grant personality to these volunteers and establish them as directors of their kind. These are the personalities honored with authority on Divinington, and their unique natures embody the mosaic humanity of their multiple experiences of mortal indwelling, and also the spirit transcript of the human divinity of the Paradise Bestowal Son of the terminal indwelling experience. The activities of adjusters in your local universe are directed by the personalized adjuster of Michael of Salvington, that very monitor who guided him step by step when he lived his human life in the flesh of Joshua ben Joseph. Faithful to his trust was this extraordinary adjuster, and wisely did this valiant monitor direct the human nature, ever guiding the mortal mind of the Paradise Son in the choosing of the path of the Father's perfect will. This adjuster had previously served with Machaven to Melchizedek in the days of Abraham, and had engaged in tremendous exploits both previous to this indwelling and between these bestowal experiences. This adjuster did indeed triumph in Jesus' human mind, that mind which in each of life's recurring situations maintained a consecrated dedication to the Father's will, saying, "Not my will, but yours be done." Such decisive consecration constitutes the true passport from the limitations of human nature to the finality of divine attainment. This same adjuster now reflects in the inscrutable nature of his mighty personality the pre-baptismal humanity of Joshua ben Joseph, the eternal and living transcript of the eternal and living values which the greatest of all Urantians created out of the humble circumstances of a commonplace life as it was lived to the complete exhaustion of the spiritual values attainable in mortal experience. Everything of permanent value which is entrusted to an adjuster is assured eternal survival. In certain instances, the monitor holds these possessions for bestowal on a mortal mind of future indwelling. In others, and upon personalization, these surviving and conserved realities are held in trust for future utilization in the service of the architects of the Master Universe.